To impose sentence of death or such punishment as it may consider just, the tribunal sits in judgment upon 20 leaders of the Nazi Party.
Left in the dust. Okay, this is right at the very end of the interview. I haven't played all of these reversals, just the highlights.
Right.
But, this is right at the very end, and he knows he's messed up. The reversal says, "I've been caught."
Been caught. Oh God, I've been caught.
He knows that this has not gone over well.
Yes, I need to stall.
Oops, we just lost the file for a second.
This is it. We're going to end it here. Look at me. Isn't it bright enough to see me? Don't you know me? Didn't you tell me you're ugly, folks? Didn't you tell me your secrets?
Yes. Oh, that is too clear.
Yeah. And there's another one here that I don't know what it means, but let's play it straight after. Sad when they fell.
Sad when they fell. Sad when they fell.
And that was straight after I've been caught.
Well, now, wait a minute. I might know what that means. Sad?
Enough of the vision that I think I must have for the welfare of the long-term future of the company, you know, that would say we can do no more.
Jay Hormel were here today. If George A. Hormel were here today, they'd probably be doing exactly the same thing that we are.
I think unions are getting their teeth kicked in. I think if you're into a situation of where you're getting beat up, you better try something different.
Corporate campaigns initiated by Ray Rogers and other labor strategists.
Rogers has been used to targeting on one enemy.
Ray Rogers brought his corporate campaign here for an 8-week
period.
Of the matter, Rick, is that I was not told. All the checking we can possibly do, and we checked with Haldeman, we checked with Ehrlichman. I wondered, for example, if I had been informed.
Didn't you rape me? Didn't you put your cock in me?
Yes.
I had been informed that money was being raised for humanitarian purposes to help these people with their defense. I would certainly have approved it.
How does one go about becoming a spirit photographer, or as it's put today, becoming a thoughtographer?
As if we could not get the necessary help to operate the camps.
Gate, gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhiswaha.
You're failing to see the point. You're missing the connection.
He's not your neighbor. He's not the virus that science can see under their microscopes, though they can see them. You must realize the power that you have to create your life and your state of well-being, or lack of it, to suit your own purposes.
Thank you.
dreams that I've had and about this husk. And I am yours. No, we know this now, we know this now.
They have to know it's wrong, and they have to have the ability to choose some other way to behave.
Death is a dignitary who, when he comes announced, is to be received with formal manifestations of respect, even by those most familiar with him.
Fell.
Uh-huh.
I think I know what that might mean, David. Of witnesses to the Roswell incident who indicate that the alien creatures
Gate Paragate Parasamgate Bodhiswaha.
If I had been told that the purpose of the money was to raise it for the purpose of keeping them quiet, I would have been disapproved. But
on my desk, the contracts of a complete staff. In a few weeks, they will be moving in to get the camps ready for the boys and girls.
The International Military Tribunal in Nuremberg declared the whole SS to be a criminal organization.
breath. And you should put your bed just like you put your desk in your office, not really facing the entrance door, because that'd be very bad. On the other hand, you should put the bed somewhere in this bedroom in a commanding position.
Gate, paragate, parasamgate, bodhiswaha.
Enthusiastic, and he's been, they call him the stick, he's just been holding it in.
Yeah, he does.
Trying not to just gloat, grin all over himself.
Hold it in and not explode with glee, which everybody will suspect he was.
Right, right.
We saw him throw himself into the audience.
Yes, how about that? Like Billy Joel then. Yeah. Billy Joel and Russia kept leaving out of the show.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
Our rockers, and I thought that when they were a little rock that night, when they were out there at the stage holding hands with people at the front of the stage, and you know, it looked like a
rock
and roll man.
Hey,
yes.
Soon follow. There is still one point about which we are anxious.
Control himself because his perversions made him want to do this so badly.
Walk backward without error. Should the monster follow, the taste which had plastered the walls with paintings had consistently supplied a rack of murderous oriental weapons from which he could snatch one to suit the occasion.
Sure.
shouldn't see this see toilet as soon as he enters the bathroom. So preferably the bathroom is situated somewhere not directly facing the door.
Didn't you tell me your secrets?
Yes.
Didn't you rape me? Didn't you put your cock in me?
Yes.
Period about the necessity for finding ways to marginalize and control the public in democratic society. But particularly to look at the evidence that's been accumulated about the way the major media, the sort of agenda-setting media, I mean the national press and the television and so on, the way that they shape and control the kinds of opinions that appear, the kinds of information that comes through, the sources to which they go, and so on. And I think that Jane will find some very surprising things about the democratic system. That crashed in the desert there. Were pathetic. They were dying, and it was a very sad event. And
oh
yes, indeed. I've talked to a lot of people about exactly that. Sad when they fell. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Oh, okay. Well, then
let me hear that again, please.
Sure. Here we go.
Suddenly fell.
Yeah.
And we'll do it one more time.
And you've got that agonizing tone, too. You hear his little... It's almost like his throat catching on the word sad.
I have no problem with that one whatsoever.
Some of those people who contributed last year.
And certainly when they were in the group, they absolutely discouraged contact with the outside for reasons that were part of their philosophical package. But once you made the choice to move out, evidently there were no strictures. They did not try to pull you back in. So. I think they definitely played off the psychological imbalances of those they recruited for their movement, but
It's an interesting and subtle question about free will. I would sort of not disagree with you. On the other hand, I have to say these people are responsible for where they put themselves.
That it was a compulsion. The government's argument
effective in communicating our message.
We managed to attract reporters from the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune.
I ran across an article on Ray Rogers and gave him a call.
The tough-talking and ambitious labor consultant.
He said he needed to do a little research because he was a vegetarian, didn't know anything about meatpacking.
How many times?
Many times. I raped you many times. 14 times.
You played music?
Yes, I played music. I wanted to soothe you. I was good at first. It took weeks. I was strong. I fought it so hard. No one fought as hard as I did. I was the last one. The last one to have a taste. No one died, I swear. I saved many. And I made it easier on them. That's how it started. That's how I got into it. They needed doctors. My brother was in the secret police, he told me. They needed someone to make sure nobody died.
Ray came and made a presentation to our membership.
We will run a multi-million dollar campaign even though you don't have millions of dollars. The greatest resource, the greatest strength you have is the people themselves. And that's why we feel so confident that we can pull off a major victory, not just for local P9 in Austin, but for labor throughout this entire country.
Got a Paragate, Paragate, Parasamgate.
This is certainly a problem which also played a role in the subsequent Nazi trials. Because obviously there were SS officers and soldiers who were not criminals. But at this first trial one had to... And I do sympathize with the Allied judges who said, if the SS were involved in such an unbelievable number of crimes, then this whole group is a criminal organization.
Years ago, Professor Chomsky was described in the New York Times Book Review as follows. Judged in terms of the power, range, novelty, and influence of his thought, Noam Chomsky is arguably the most important intellectual alive. Professor Noam Chomsky.
Shining armor, Mr. Tall and Mr. Small.
The Einigung.
Almost immediately after the war, German soldiers, sailors, and airmen began to be demobilized, but SS men were held in special camps. The most important, as far as the Americans were concerned, was Eicher's model camp at Dachau.
Yourself. You told me I'm dirty and I washed you clean. The others egged me on. Come on, doctor, you're not going to refuse free meat, are you? I couldn't think straight. And inside I could feel I was starting to like it. They lay the people out, flesh on the table, and the fluorescent light, you didn't know. It was bright in those rooms. People lying totally helpless. And I didn't have to be nice. I didn't have to seduce them. I realized I didn't even have to take care of them. I had all the power. I could break anyone. I could make them do or say whatever I wanted. I was lost. I got curious, morbid curiosity. How much can this woman take? What's going to happen to her vagina? Does it dry up when you shock her? Can she have an orgasm afterwards? I like being naked. I would undress slowly. I would let my pants fall so you could hear what I was doing. I liked you knowing what I was going to do. I was naked in the bright light and you couldn't see me. You couldn't tell me what to do. I owned you. I owned all of them. I fell in love with it. I could hurt you or I could fuck you. And you couldn't tell me not to. You had to thank me. I loved it. I was sorry it ended. I was very sorry it ended.
I'm circulating like a vortex. Check out my text and use a synonym as inspect. Mentally badgering MCs with my dialect when I inject. Memory cell mode is retrospection recollect. True genuine skills I resurrect. Direct and
live. And people living in this house may well suffer ulcers or stomach diseases. But if facing the door, you see sinks and other equipment, that'd be just fine.
All right, now what can we do with our garages? 这个车房呢, 最好
believes that although the garages are often right now put right in front of the house, sometimes just parallel with the main gate, although this kind of arrangement sounds practical and economical, yet it's not in keeping with aesthetics, and also it's not good in terms of feng shui.
Here the Americans collected 32,000 SS men, amongst them Sepp Dietrich, Hitler's oldest bodyguard and founder of Adolf Hitler's bodyguard regiment. But the German police, responsible for carrying out many of the crimes attributed to the SS, was immediately put to work maintaining law and order in war-torn Germany. Few of these policemen were ever tried for war crimes.
Illness is failure that masks or blocks the aliveness in your life. So there are four components of illness. It is a structure that blocks, obliterates, masks the process of good health. So whenever you're ill, no matter its severity or its lack of severity, it is one or a combination or all four: feeling disoriented, alienated, disordered, and failing.
I understand that perfectly.
Okay, now a couple of revealing reversals now. We've got three more to play on this one. Let's load this up. He's been asked, the question was whether there's any other, are they still researching UFOs or are there any other research projects being done?
Unidentified flying objects, but there are extraterrestrial visits and the Air Force simply has not found it or been able to detect it.
That's the reporter's question.
We have researched the Air Force projects and the Air Force information for these year groups. We have nothing else to say about
them. Okay, very significant reversal. Ashamed of missile praying it. And I spelled praying as T-R-E-Y, as in a praying.
As in a praying upon.
Correct. And then there's two words after that that says skies doubt. And the skies doubt, I see that as we don't know what's in there. There is doubt, and we have missiles seeking and looking.
Missile praying, skies doubt.
Uh-huh.
Is that one okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Monsieur, I'm official brain. Guys, off.
The significant way to him, I'm ashamed. He doesn't like being involved in this. That he's doing his work. Well, I'm not going to write one more time.
Okay, and the next ones are just as significant. And these two reversals are side by side, and it's important, and that's another common trend in reverse speech. You don't get reversals that are isolated from each other. They string together and make a story, and then you get three or four reversals that pursue the same theme and then to a different theme.
Well, that makes sense, just as thought strings together.
Right. Yeah. Right, and that's what you're seeing in reverse speech. You're seeing the unconscious mind and the conscious mind organizing thought processes and facts and events and reasoning. And I mean, it's such a complex phenomenon. Once you really get down and study it, it's just incredible. I love this. I'm consumed with reverse speech. It's my passion. Okay, let's continue. Roz,
it's a project move up with the end, and that's it.
You know, I don't ever want to speak for the Air Force about never again, but it's my opinion that they will not.
Okay, two reversals here. It says, the other one ever speaks to the Air Force about ever again, and the reversal, I was so afraid of its colonel.
I was so afraid of its colonel.
And one more time.
I was so afraid of its colonel.
There's some fear there. And then he says, arm more weaponing.
I'm more weaponing. I'm more weaponing.
Is that okay?
Just fine.
Yeah. And that's in the conclusion, that's in line with ashamed of the missile, praying it. There's a sky's doubt. There's a doubt in the sky. I was afraid of the colonel. Arm more weaponing. This is a man who is serving his country. He has some knowledge of what's going on behind the scenes. The video is faked. He knows all about that. He's selling the babble.
Yeah, you know, all of this is exactly what I would expect to get. I would not expect this colonel to have deep knowledge of what...
this, but there's someone coming up now and you're going to have to leave. Lila said, I understand. It's all right. Lila left and he buzzed downstairs and soon she was at the door. She walked in and said she hadn't really wanted to come and had been planning not to come. Here, look what I wore, this old dress. And he said, well, here you are. He felt two things. This woman is not to be trusted. She's unreliable. She shows up at my apartment without an invitation. Does this mean when my wife is here, she'll call in the middle of the night because she has to talk to me? That she'll show up one day at a more inappropriate time than this? Does it mean she has a streak of rebelliousness, of indiscretion and manipulation? What will happen if something goes wrong in this relationship and it turns sour and ugly? What will she do? Will she arrive at work drunk and embarrass me? He was flashing on wonderful, horrible scenes of her storming drunkenly into his office and demanding that he continue to see her, threatening to call his wife, or calling him late at night and hanging up whenever Barbara answered, or stationing herself downstairs in the lobby of his apartment building and waiting for him. And while he walked out with Barbara one day, she'd come up and say, look, I have to talk to you right now. And Barbara would think, who the hell is this? Or she might start sending him things in the mail, angry postcards and threatening letters. Or she would tell her boyfriend, Jeremy, about him, even lie about him, and Jeremy would try and get him in trouble at work or hire people to beat him up. So on one hand, he was experiencing terrible paranoid fantasies, and on the other, he was thrilled she'd come over on her own without being invited. And he said, assuming a Socratic posture, do you realize why I'm upset? Yes, because I came without calling. At least she understood, and right away he forgave her. They talked first about the job offer in Chicago. If she took it, it meant her relationship with Jeremy, the man she came to New York to live with, was really finished, and she felt ambivalent about it. They wanted her to start within 2 weeks. She had to call them the following day and tell them whether or not she would. She was panic-stricken because she had to make another life decision. Then she said there was another reason why she didn't want to go to Chicago. And he asked, what is it? She said, I don't want to talk about it. And he said, is there another guy there? And she said, not exactly. Anyway, I'm not ready to tell you about that now. Okay, let's forget about it. Let's put it behind us. Let's take tonight and make the most of it. So they had a drink. He smoked a joint. And they made love.
Tonight. On the platform that he'd raise New York out of economic poverty, Mayor X won his first election. He fulfilled this promise by transforming the city's real estate, as you all know. First, he made a pact between the largest bank, the real estate moguls, and himself, or the law. Here, the law rezoned the poorer districts, areas formerly populated by small businesses and ethnic groups. So these two kinds had to leave. Then huge warehouse spaces turned into white artist lofts. Then rising rents forced out the few remaining Puerto Rican and black families.
Well, this is very interesting. You notice this group had a history where they did achieve a media focus at various times. In other words, they resonated in the public consciousness. Before this event where 39 members made a bizarre transition, in 75 and 76 when the group came together, they certainly were an incipient group. They had held a meeting in Waldport, Oregon, where T and Doe were exponents of their particular orientation toward the end times coming and how to deal with that end times. Evidently, when Applewhite was on, he was very compelling. The framework that Nettles brought into the mix was expressed very well by him.
To perceive it passing during this session, into our bodies,
20 to 30 people, according to different sources,
to recognize the free radicals, and to teach the membranes of ourselves, how to respond, as well as the electrons in the cells, to remember. But we have a kind of potential that's available to us, that can allow us, through the focus of our consciousness, to penetrate the veil into
in a line with their agenda. Now, these people decided and simply disappeared. One of the interesting phenomena early on, how people would simply leave their families.
He suggests that garages should be placed
had. And these
at
were not
the back
simply
of the
people
house.
Who were disoriented, disjointed,
there,
and see, on the surface,
alongside the
a lot of these people
gate,
were stable and part of stable households, families, businesses, who would leave them. Now, while it's not a great number, there were significant numbers who would not seem like the type that would run off and leave everything behind. So this happened. 20 people disappeared in Oregon, and there were many questions were immediately raised of what happened to
and
these
it's
people.
A message, which leads us to the purpose of illness. Why illness? You know, you created this reality. You accept that to one degree or another by now. You created the body that you're in, the vehicle, put yourself inside of it as a consciousness, a place to live, a place to house yourself, a way to logically and visibly get yourself from one place to another. Give yourself a sense of pretense of time and space and motion and fun little illusions like that that you wanted to learn about. And you created a planet. And you put the other people on the planet so that you wouldn't be all here by yourself. And you put the planet in the solar system so it wouldn't be all alone either. And put the solar system in a galaxy and the galaxy in a universe and a universe in a series of universes. And you did all that. Everything physical, everything astral, everything causal, everything mental, you were created. Why? With all that wonder, would you bother creating illness?
But on that night, I understand that at least the club got wind of some investigative reporting in its greatest traditions on the part of the Boston Globe. I don't suggest that because you write for the Boston Globe, that's the case. But that's as I understand it. That the following morning, further allegations of misconduct on Wilfredo's part would surface, and so this time they placed him on administrative leave again. Only this time, it wasn't with his commission. Once again, the Players Association got involved and said, look, if it's not with this commission, you know, we have certain rules we have to follow here, and no matter how heinous the alleged crime may be, we all share our views on deplorability of domestic violence. The fact of the matter is that there are processes in place here, and we'll give you some time to work this out, but you can't have forever. Because the player is not granting his permission this time around.
Dean, if I were running the team, of course, I would have suspended him with pay, and what would you guys have done if they did that?
If you had suspended him with pay immediately, we would have first made an assessment as to whether or not you had just cause. If you had suspended him with pay immediately, we probably would have filed a grievance because you could not have just cause, because there are panel decisions in this industry dating for several years back would say that, consistent with some pretty fundamental principles here in America, that the mere arrest of an individual does not mean he's guilty. Now, if you had done it the right way, in the face of the arrest, an allegation of his guilt, but still he's innocent until proven guilty, and conducted your own internal investigation over a period of days, you could have then, independently of the criminal justice system, reached the conclusion on the basis of your own investigation and facts that indeed he had committed an offense that, in your estimation, represented cause to discipline him, and you could have disciplined him, and you would be able to withstand the charge that you had not, in fact, just cause for the suspension you had visited upon him.
Was that even though he had perversions that made him want to do these things,
well, I didn't. Right? The illness did. The illness did. Right? Somebody else did. I caught a cold. I got in a draft. I must have caught it from somebody else. All the phrases. Oh, don't drink from that glass. It's contagious.
wash those dishes really well. There's germs there. And that's true, there are. We're not advocating stopping washing dishes, but what we're suggesting in this fainting is you've created illness. Not the dirty fork. You did. Why? Well, for several reasons. First of all, illness is often, most frequently, a message from some higher and inner part of you. From your spirit self, from your soul, most frequently from your higher self. And because you are somewhat adverse to walking down the street and hearing booming voices coming out of the sky, it's rather disconcerting, we do admit, indeed. You know, just walking along and, you know, what? Imagine crowded streets in San Francisco, all these booming voices all at once, you know. Since you're somewhat adverse to that and aren't really trusting your dreams where you also can get messages, and don't necessarily trust your meditations where similarly such messages could easily be given, your higher self often will rely upon coding a message via your physical form, giving you a coded message. It codes the message because your ego is going to interfere otherwise. The ego is going to distort the message. Don't listen, don't listen, don't pay attention to that higher self. You know, it's the ego's job, as far as it has assigned itself now, is your enemy. So, higher consciousness is not going to send it straightforward. It's going to code it in a way that your dumb ego can't figure it out. The ego's ever vigilant, watching out for any messages, you see. And here comes an illness. Oh, let that by. I don't care about that. And inside that illness is a message from your higher self. And you know, they always come little at first. Higher self is not trying to hurt you, not trying to zap you with lightning bolts. Really, yeah, it just came upon me. It's never true. There are always warnings, always signals, always messages that were there. That if you had been willing to listen, you would have heard it early on.
Center. Go ahead, Augie 1.
Who am I talking to?
Higgins, Deputy Director. I'm holding the baby. Go ahead.
It confirmed. Maximum is reported. 6 gold items.
What was the quality of work?
Clean, fast, first rate.
Did you say 6?
Accepting, Condor. There should be 7.
Repeat, 6. Here's a rundown on those items. Lapp, Sean, Russell, Jennings.
Martin, Mitchell.
All right, Augie 1. Find 7. Researcher type who likes to read comic strips.
He bought it at home. Okay, button it up, Augie. I'll send you more janitors. Yes, sir. I need Langley right away. Yes, sir. Garber speaking. You know, this is Higgins, Deputy Director, New York. Let me have Department 17.
Somebody took out one of your sections.
17.
That's New York. Somebody got mugged, maybe.
They were hit.
They're bookworms.
They got 7 out of 8. I'm on the shuttle to LaGuardia side. 30 minutes.
You say one of my people is still okay?
Condor, you know him?
No. Is he okay enough to say what happened?
They didn't touch him. He was literally out to lunch.
What does he say happened?
He's not in yet. First call was a little wild, scared.
Who's bringing him in?
Higgins.
Higgins.
Transportation.
Already booked on the shuttle.
This is Wicks, OIC Department 17. I want a chopper on the pad, fuel for New York, now.
No baby being born. I fill my lungs with smoke and exhale. Animals caught in a rage of knives. Mucus caught in the throat. I fill my lungs with smoke and exhale. A barrio convinced of death. A skyscraper bending to drink blood. A lover's soft hand with a steaming gun. I fill my lungs with smoke and exhale. A bull ring and a stadium filled with flies the size of hawks, crushed in the hands of the matador, squeezed in the rush of crowds, pulverized by the whooshing air, unleashed by the industrial zombies counting dollars gathered from the mouth of poverty. I fill my lungs with smoke and exhale. The lost civilization of Atlantis. The extinct ecosphere of dinosaurs. The parts of the rainforest exchanged for mansions and sex. I fill my lungs with smoke and exhale. All the abuse I've taken. All the deaths of my generation. All the power poured like acid on my skin. All the fear people have thrown on me like a
unless we control it, we're going to be facing adversity. And they started right off with a big campaign in the late 30s. Well, the war sort of put it on hold. It then took off after the war. And the way it took off is pretty amazing. I thought I knew something about this stuff, but was surprised a couple of months ago when the first academic study...
The backyard should be wider than the front yard, so that it looks like a money bag. And also, one should be able to see very obviously the red flowers and green things, which give you a sense of liveliness. If there are too many dried up things and yellow colored dried up things, then it's not bad. It's not good. Professor Lin suggests that you may want to read Sarah Rosbach's two books on...
One of the major phenomena of American history, the first study just came out a couple months ago, giving some of the details of the propaganda offensive after the Second World War, which is pretty staggering, way beyond anything I had thought. I was very self-conscious. Leaders of the business community were talking about the need to indoctrinate people in the capitalist story in order to win the everlasting battle for the minds of men, and unless we do it fast, you know, our way of life. We got to sell our way of life, the capitalist story, and the rule of business and so on, or else we're really in trouble. There was a social democratic spirit in the country.
Nietzsche say, whoever else.
Whoever said,
We can never entirely possess the female soul.
I know what the fuck that means.
Sure you do.
Oh.
You go insane wanting them. Doesn't matter what it costs you, you pay the price. But you still don't get what you expect.
What do we expect?
Approval.
What do we get? No, don't tell me. I know. Guilt.
Guilt?
Right.
Boy, that's interesting.
Yeah.
We each get something different. Each man gets the very thing, keep coming back for more.
Guilt. And you?
Me, I get my balls cut off.
Your balls? That's what keeps you coming back?
Sure, I want them back.
Gary, come in. And by the way, do you read? Over and under, my friends. It's another American night. Country made for capitalism. Oh boy. Get down on your knees, my brethren. And cast those idols in front of God. The worship of the capital. Capital home planet. Permission to insert. Permission to own. The man who owned the sky and other stories. The big G right here, trying to get the bass out of the mic. Here at WZBC, House of Chaos. Looks like I'm going bassy tonight because this place is going to hell in a handbasket as usual. What can you do but come in as a stray waif in the wind? An artist in our culture. Do your little magic act. Get the hell out. Know what I mean? Get a few pennies thrown at your feet. Cry and scream to the sky on your way home. 90.3 of those radio things that get this over there. Had a Newton. Very pretty CD players here that work like crap. They look good. Here at College Radio, run by college kids. On their way on the career track, of course. The C word. End of the 90s. The end of it all. Thank God. And good riddance. Twee, I say. And the new way of coming in. Coming into a consciousness near you. An old story, but very new. Broadcast right here. Unfortunately, it's broadcast in the American landmass, home of stupidity, where being stupid is a cool thing. And intelligent people are corralled into the cul-de-sac of one of my favorite words to hate, academe, a faux Greek kind of word for faux Greek kind of people. Some of those irascible white people who do have a quickly moving mind, and they should steer clear of any wisdom, so they are sent to academe for lecturing and a severe spanking, of course, where the cerebrum and the lower canals are forever associated with each other. In the Oxfordian style. And you know what they do over there. So what does that leave, my friends? It means the only people with movement in the gray area have to either become heavily medicated or go to war somewhere where they become shell-shocked. OJ Land forever a stupido. Yes? But times they are a-changin', as has been said. That which was first, and all that kind of stuff, blowing in the wind, blowing up your ass. Ain't that right? I knew you would. New Metaphysics, the Gary Geiserman. His makers have wound him up, and he has been rolled into the studio once again. Currently playing chess, or is it checkers, with Big Blue. Since they haven't programmed Deep Blue for checkers, I think I can take this guy. Oh, did I say checkers? That's a game, isn't it? You know how I feel about games. Games are for people who didn't go to academe, the battlefield, sedation land. Or college radio. That's another story. On a planet long, long ago. Tonight, though, we're talking about the 10th planet. The planet of, I couldn't help myself, Doc, of why I seduce, of I ate the whole thing. Otherwise known as it's bigger than me. Bigger than me. An American concept. America, the last stage of planet Earth, of the old metaphysics. And a great stage it is, isn't it? Where everyone says they didn't brutally stab two people to death in warm blood. No one did it. Yet there's 500 million dead people on the stage. Five five two 4686. If you want to turn yourselves in.
Right, Condor. Routing you to New York Center.
Condor 11, Mr. Higgins.
Hello, Condor.
Who is this?
Deputy Director Higgins, New York Center. I'm controlling now, Condor. Where are you?
How come I need a code name and you don't?
Where are you, Turner?
Here.
You all right?
Are you insane? Everybody's dead.
Take it easy. Just take it easy and we'll bring you home. Here's how we'll do it. You know the Ansonia Hotel?
Broadway and 71st.
Broadway and 73rd. There's an alley behind the hotel. 1 hour from now, at exactly 15:30, I want you to enter that alley from the 73rd Street side.
Will you be there?
The head of your department just came here from D.C. He's going to bring you home.
I've never met him.
Don't worry. He's studying your photos now.
Turner? Turner!
I don't know you either.
We'll meet. He'll be carrying a Wall Street Journal in his left hand.
There were two guys at my house.
What were you doing there? You were told not to go there.
I was homesick. Who were they?
They were ours.
What were they doing in my house? I'm not going in any alley with you or anybody.
Turner, it's been a long, bad day. You've been under...
You're damn right I've been under...
All right, Turner. We'll bring along a familiar face, somebody you know.
Who's left?
Got a friend in statistics named Sam Barber.
You guys are something.
Will he do?
Yes, Sam will do.
All right, Turner. Stay well for 60 minutes, and you're home.
Can I ask a question? What is happening?
I'll talk to you in 60 minutes. You've got 55.
But
to suggest that a person gets arrested, understand, Dan, what you're suggesting, though. A person gets arrested, and by virtue of the effect of the arrest, you decide to penalize him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, understand the implications of that issue is far beyond the Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if the high school teacher gets is suspected of, I don't know,
pedophilia.
Okay, then he gets suspended with pay. It's no big deal.
No, well, it certainly is. He shouldn't be suspended with pay if he's suspected of something.
If he's arrested?
If he's innocent until proven guilty.
Don't schools routinely do that just to keep him out of danger?
Don't get me wrong now. Don't just assume you know what this show's about. Because that's assuming I know. And that you know. The show isn't about knowing what it's about. Chris, what do I know? I'm just the guy doing the show. And if it's what it's worth nothing. Somehow capitalism, not very good for me. You know, that idol worship, that Philistine activity, bowing down to the stone that bleeds.
In addition to the trial of major Nazi war criminals in Nuremberg, the British and Americans held a number of trials of concentration camp staff, Gestapo officials, and members of the Waffen-SS.
Roberto Miranda. So that's your name. I've waited so long to be properly introduced. I thought you'd be bigger. I had a friend at school named Miranda. Anita Miranda. They were from San Esteban. Maybe you're related. They were a very respectable family. Many of them were doctors. Do you know Anita? Yes? No? That's right. That was my tactic, too. Admit nothing. Well, Anita and I, we were going to be doctors. Just like you. You don't recognize me. Well, why should you? It's been forever. My hair was different then. Very light brunette. Almost red. Very long. No? I'm not surprised. But time didn't change. I have. I didn't want you to recognize me. I didn't want to recognize me. Still don't know. I'm hurt. But I was touched when I found this in your car. Let's listen to it. For old time's sake.
That I made before the jury was that
think that there can be no poor people left.
Concrete.
capitalist story on the rule of business and so on, or else we're really in trouble. There was a social democratic spirit in the country, and all bars were down. They were reaching maybe 70 million people a week just with straight business propaganda. The Taft-Hartley law enabled workers to be propagandized in the workplace. Got a captive audience, you can propagandize them in the workplace. About a third of textbook material in school, a third, was simply supplied straight by business propaganda. That's an incredible figure.
That people pass through. You go there for 4 years, students go in and they go out, they may stay there for a few graduate years, but it's not a place of permanent residence. It shouldn't be a place of permanent residence for the faculty any more than it should be for the students.
People a week were just watching propaganda films. On top of that, the whole entertainment industry was mobilized, you know, the movies and growing television and so on, with several goals. They went after everything, churches, even sports leagues were organized to try to sell the capitalist story by instilling the right values and so on. The main purposes, you look through the whole, you know, you look at the movies and that kind of thing, were two big things. One, of course, is to demonize unions, because they're a democratizing force, so you got to get rid of them. They're one of the ways, the main way, in which poor people can get together and do something, become participants, not spectators. So they had to be demonized. And the other thing, which is a little more tricky, was to demonize government and to create what's now called a mood of anti-politics. And that's a little tricky, because remember, these guys are the tools and tyrants of government. That is, they need a powerful state in order to protect them. That's why Gingrich and the Heritage Foundation want to increase the federal budget. They're not cutting it, they're increasing it. But they're increasing the parts that feed them, like the Pentagon system. That goes up. And the other part of the state security system, the prison system, goes up. You know, those go up. Everything that goes to people goes down. So you had to create a mood of anti-politics, which leaves a very powerful interventionist state but makes people hate the federal government. And the reason to make people hate the federal government is it has a defect. It's not that the government is bad, but the things that they're worried about are not what's bad. What they're worried about is what's good. The government has a defect, namely it's potentially influenceable by the population. Now, private corporations don't have that defect. They're pure tyrannies. Nothing you can say about the GE management, but you can do something about federal government policies. And that defect, for good Madisonian reasons, has to be gotten rid of. So you have to create a mood of anti-politics where everything is blamed on the federal government, and you don't notice the real power behind it. You're not supposed to read the Fortune 500 issue. And so you want to, if you're angry about the world, you don't blow up a corporate headquarters, you blow up a government office. That's the kind of mood that has to be created, because the government has this terrible defect of the potential democracy. And that has been done. The country is, you know, attitudes haven't changed a lot in the country. The people are deeply confused about the source of their problems. And there is a kind of a mood of anti-politics, a very irrational mood of anti-politics at this time, which is simply putting more and more power into the hands of the private tyrannies, which are unaccountable, transnational in scope, control a huge amount of the economy, have the kinds of advantages that I've been talking about. Incidentally, the end of the Cold War has something to do with this, but very little. Well, there isn't time to run through the details and you know them anyway, but there's been a tremendous rollback campaign in the last 20, 25 years to try to reverse the achievements for democracy and human rights and so on that had indeed been won through popular struggle over many, many years. It's not the first time, you know, it's happened before. The predictions of perfection and the end of history were wrong before. It is a gloomy portent in many ways, but we should bear in mind that if the daring depravity of the times that Madison was talking about, if that persists, then we don't have anyone to blame but ourselves.
You know how long it's been since I listened to this quartet. If it's on the radio, I turn it off. Once I had to run out of a dinner party just to get away. It made me sick, physically sick, to hear it. But it's time for me to reclaim my Schubert, my favorite composer. And to think I threw out my entire collection. Don't touch him.
What is this?
It's a miracle. He's delivered himself. Like a fantastic surprise Christmas present he's been left at the door.
What the fuck is going on?
It's him.
Who?
The doctor. The doctor who played Death and the Maiden.
The doctor who?
Yes, it's him.
You were blindfolded.
The voice.
His voice, that's it?
That's it.
That's it?
That's enough for me.
Polly, you're ill.
I'm not ill.
You're ill.
All right, I'm ill. But I can be ill and recognize a voice.
Are you trying to kill me?
It's him. I'm telling you, it's him.
His voice. A memory of a voice doesn't prove anything.
His voice. His laugh. His favorite phrases. I would recognize him anywhere from his pet phrases. It may be a teeny-weeny thing, but that's the real, real truth.
Boy, this isn't funny.
No, it isn't. It isn't funny, not a bit.
He's bleeding.
Want me to clean you up, doctor? My angel of mercy. She can take more. Give the bitch another 5 volts. Her sweet cunt is still wet.
Polly, this is about me. You're angry with me.
About you. I knew you were vain, Gerardo.
Oh, don't you see? You're angry with me because you feel that I ignored your feelings because I said yes to the commission.
I know his smell. Remember that? Remember? You like my love bites. You told me so. You hungry bitch. You want some meat. I'll give you some meat. Huh? I'll give you a big, fat sausage.
Christ, Paulina.
That's how your new buddy talked to me.
This has got to stop. Even if he is guilty, you can't torture him like this.
Torture? Head of the President's Commission, you call this torture? You know so little about your subject.
Polina, give me the gun.
As you would say, I'm sorry.
While you're holding the gun, we have nothing to discuss.
On the contrary, the minute I give up the gun, all discussion will end.
Polina, please.
Stop saying my name as if I'm a child.
Because you're behaving like a child, as if there are no consequences. What you're doing will destroy any hope of exposing the real criminals.
He is the real criminal.
Listen to me. I beg you to listen to
me.
I'm
in no hurry. I'm listening.
And what revolted me most about the old regime...
You could call them fascists. I won't tell the press.
Let me finish. What revolted me most about the old regime was the fact that they ignored the evidence and they never allowed the accused a chance to defend himself. Now, no matter... No matter how sure you are, no matter how terrible the accusations, he has the right to defend himself.
But I have no intention of denying him that right, Gerardo. I'm going to give him the chance to defend himself.
What are you talking about? He's tied to a chair.
But just look who I've gotten to be his attorney. One of the most talented in the nation. A future minister of justice, no less. If only I had been that well represented. Don't you agree? Gerardo Escobar, Esquire. He has a better chance to defend himself than I do. Go ahead. Take off his gag. Consult your client. Prepare his defense.
That would wanna be my wife.
sometimes. Thoughts of pretty you and me, erotic city, I'm alive. We can fuck until the dawn, making love till cherry's gone. Erotic city, can't you see? Thoughts of pretty you and me.
There was no bomb. There was no nuclear waste, and all the implications of radioactive groundwater.
I sing the body electric.
Thoughts of you get in my eyes.
You and I are living with an ecological time bomb.
I just want your creamy thighs. If we cannot make babies, maybe we can make some time.
In the meantime, the snake's eyes burned with a more pitiless malevolence than before.
We can fuck until the dawn, making love till cherry's gone. Erotic city, can't you see? Thoughts of pretty.
Phenomenon these days is the water, much sparkling light in the air. Pond was now a glorious, a sort of changeable blue. See the first bird. Weather-beaten appearance. Trunks of trees whitened now on a more southerly side. Lighted upon the top, looked around as before. Could find no nest. What doth he ask? To win on this ground, to dwell. Like most everybody else, I read Walden, probably when I was in school. But it wasn't until I was in Cincinnati, it was 67, 68, that I met Wendell Berry, Kentucky poet, near Cincinnati. And I went to visit him and his family and the farm that they own and that his great-grandfather owned. And after dinner, he brought out the Journal of Thoreau and began reading, just sort of opened it at random. And the moment I heard the words, I realized that I was hungry for Thoreau.
I sing the body electric. The armies of those I love engirth me and I engirth them. They will not let me off till I go with them, respond to them, and discorrupt them and charge them full with the charge of the soul. Was it doubted that those who corrupt their own bodies conceal themselves? And if those who defile the living are as bad as they who defile the dead? And if the body does not do fully as much as the soul? And if the body were not the soul, what is the soul? The love of the body of man or woman balks account. The body itself balks account. That of the male is perfect, and that of the female is perfect. The expression of the face balks account. But the expression of a well-made man appears not only in his face. It is in his limbs and joints also. It is curiously in the joints of his hips and wrists. It is in his walk.
And I heard the press laughing in the background during the forward part.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah. Do you want to run that forward again?
Let's sure.
Let's do it one more time.
Listen, everybody, you can hear some of the press laughing.
Our job is to review all the Air Force documents for this era. And that's how we came up with this exciting and interesting and intriguing, quite frankly, report.
There it is. I'd be curious to see.
As a matter of fact, even he began to chuckle at the end.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, you asked that.
Well, you asked that.
I mean, you don't even need
reverses
on this
stuff. The flex of his waist and knees. Dress does not hide him. The strong, sweet quality he has strikes through the cotton and broadcloth. To see him pass conveys as much as the best poem. Perhaps more. You linger to see his back and the back of his neck and shoulder side.
Way back to the very beginning.
Now, I just wanted to play the one I thought was a nice one to start off with as we lean into it.
A nice one, yes.
I am constantly amazed by the implications of reverse speech. In time when the public and the authorities begin to realize that this is real and it's more than just the ravings of a fringe group, when they begin to realize it's real, the implications are just staggering. I mean, it's staggering. There's nothing that you can hide anymore.
The sprawl and fullness of babes, the bosoms and heads of women, the folds of their dress, their style as we pass in the street, the contour of their shape downwards. The swimmer, naked in the swimming bath, seen as he swims through the transparent green shine, or lies with his face up and rolls silently to and fro in the heave of the water. The bending forward.
I did not learn of it until the March period.
The horseman and his saddle. Girls, mothers, housekeepers in all their performances. The group of laborers seated at noontime with their open dinner kettles and their wives waiting. The female soothing a child. The farmer's daughter in the garden or cowyard. The young fellow hoeing corn. The sleigh driver driving his six horses through the crowd.
Okay, so that was the first occasion.
special broadcast on the scene of Sing Sing Prison, where the Rosenbergs have just been executed.
Julius and Ethel Rosenberg have gone to the electric chair. First to go into the death chamber was Julius Rosenberg. He wore an impassive expression on his face. He walked in slowly. He was preceded by a rabbi who was chanting the 23rd Psalm, which everyone knows very well. He proceeded immediately over to the chair. He didn't say a word to anyone, hardly glanced at anyone. He sat down in the chair. The straps were applied, and the first jolt of electricity was sent through his body at 8:04 tonight.
Used a condom before each of his sexual interludes with his victims indicated that his ability to restrain his impulses was somewhat greater than the average teenager in the back seat with his girlfriend.
A total of 1,500 were tried. 420 were sentenced to death, 29 were reprieved.
Congratulations, partner.
Yeah.
The price of poker just went up, at least in this game, because that's the way the company views it. It's a game the way they want to treat people and hold their whole lives in jeopardy. And to them, it might be a game, and to us, it's a war.
But this new trial would not be the same. Of that they were going to make sure. Horton was not to preside over the new trial. The new judge was William W. Callahan, a hard-bitten man with preformed conclusions. The new trial was a farce, with the judge raising his own objections when the prosecution didn't. He railroaded the trial through.
Why did you say in such strong terms to Coulson on February the 14th, which is more than a month before, you said to him...
Because he is able, after a time, to go behind his own thought process. Albert Einstein said, "I did not arrive at my understanding of the fundamental laws of the universe through my rational thought process." And in fact, most of the great breakthroughs for mankind and civilization have come through men who were able to touch these higher places inside, where they got free for a moment of their senses and their thought process.
Cover up is the main ingredient. That's where we got to cut our losses. My losses are to be cut. The president's losses got to be cut on the cover up deal.
Let me at least make one straightforward attempt to understand what transpires there. I will, however, insist that the logic we employ runs close to the vein of theological argument, for we must try to speak rationally about a mystery. Since any interpretation which seeks to justify our role in Vietnam on legal grounds is criminal, Since we have no legal justification to be in the country, we are in fact there, as many of you doubtless know already, in violation of the Treaty of the Geneva Conference of 1954, which we were pledged not to obstruct. The only positive argument for our presence is that while we are illegally in Vietnam, we are there at least to fight communism. Well, that is a large question. It is part of a large mystery. We may leave the largest parts of it for last. What may properly concern us first are the arguments and complexes of argument which revolve around the domino theory. Vietnam, says this much-discussed theory, is a domino supporting all the other dominoes of Southeast Asia. This is, of course, argument with the aid of metaphor, argument by image. But metaphors have curious mechanics. There is much dispute about their properties. Edgar Snow, for example, would argue that the dominoes of Southeast Asia are already falling. Insofar as they are dominoes, Indonesia has fallen, and Cambodia. Both nations recognize the Viet Cong as legitimate government of South Vietnam. Burma gives guarantees to China not to give bases to any U.S. forces. India and Pakistan oppose a U.S. invasion of North Vietnam. Japan makes known its desire not to fight. De Gaulle excludes French aid. No NATO power promises support for a wider war. The suspicion must begin that we are not protecting a position of connected bastions so much as we are trying to conceal the fact that the bastions are just about gone.
Because there was essentially no trace of them. I guess they moved out into wilderness campsites, whatever. And this, in fact, created national attention. And there was a focus on it. Walter Cronkite did a segment on it. New York Times Magazine, Washington Post.
And I believe that with every ounce of my being.
It was the fact that he used a condom evidence that had already been discovered, or is that something you had to find out about?
I think I'm the only one who asked. And that's an example of how asking the right questions matters.
Why did you ask? Why did you think of asking?
Because when I'm doing my job well, I am able to put myself in the place of the offender and to imagine what that's like. For that offender, what are they thinking about? What are their choices? What are they seeing?
Thank you. Several bulletins that have come in from the wires of the Associated Press.
Why can't they bring back or remake good shows like BJ and the Bear? Now there's a concept I can't get enough of, a man and his monkey.
Which...
if they're engaged?
Doesn't matter. It can't happen.
Why not? It's bound to come up.
It's impossible. Lois could never have Superman's baby. Do you think her fallopian tubes could handle his sperm? I guarantee he blows a load like a shotgun right through her back. What about her womb? Do you think it's strong enough to carry his child?
Sure, why not?
He's an alien, for Christ's sake. His Kryptonian biological makeup is enhanced by Earth's yellow sun. If Lois gets a tan, the kid could kick right through her stomach. Only someone like Wonder Woman has a strong enough uterus to carry his kid. The only way he could bang regular chicks is with a kryptonite condom. That would kill him.
Welcome to the greenhouse world. Welcome to the final climax of 500 years of historical enclosure. Tombstone for the Age of Modernity. We're losing a species to extinction every... Losing a species to extinction every 60 seconds. We'll lose 15% of the plant and animal kingdom in 9 years.
Things are getting younger and younger. Girls 12 will do it now. One guy said, I fuck a girl every Friday night. What sexual pleasure do you get out of this? He's very immature, you know. And he would say, I don't know, I'm just going to fuck.
That's math of ecocide. And we have no idea what the implications are.
Kyrgyzstan is not part of the food court.
Well, of course it is.
The food court is downstairs. The cookie stand is upstairs. It's not like we're talking quantum physics here.
The cookie stand counts as an eatery. The eateries are part of the food court.
Bullshit. Eateries that operate within the designated square downstairs qualify as food court. Anything outside of said designated square is considered an autonomous unit for mid-mall snacking. Now, if you're going to wax intellectual about the subject...
into which authority or institutions can move, the dependency they feed on.
I gather there are some people out behind that blackness there, but if I don't look you in the eye, it's because I don't see you. All I see is the blackness.
Why did I say that?
February the 14th.
Well, because I read the American papers.
Unprecedented lethal linkage.
of relative economic decline, undeniable cultural decay, and a peculiar sense of political lethargy without there being an external enemy.
Slip by, it won't get me in my life. I feel pain for my children, but what can I do? Technology will figure out a way to solve it. Isn't that denial? Rainforest? Ozone layer? Pollution? Oh, it's getting to us a little bit. You got to watch the fish you eat. Mercury poisoning? Sewage on the beaches, that's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, now when I go to New Hampshire, you swim in the lake, but you got to push aside stuff that comes up on the beaches.
Renee seems so coarse anyway. What was it like to date her?
Ever slept with somebody?
Yeah.
No, I mean really slept with somebody beside them, not just fucked them on a gaming table.
We slept together one time, remember, in high school, at a ski trip.
That was you? Yes, Brody, I have slept beside many people.
All right, you know how when someone lays with their back to you and you lay behind them really close and you throw one arm over them?
Called spooning.
Yeah, but you gotta put the other arm somewhere. You can either lay on or just shove it in between your bodies. The only other option is to stretch it above your head. But sometimes my arm pops out of socket when I'm sleeping like that. So I was constantly searching for some place to keep my arm while still laying close to her.
And?
What do you mean, and? That's like a metaphor for our whole relationship.
Newsweek, they achieved a certain amount of notoriety very early. Now,
put her arm around him, coddled him, made it seem like she liked him and agreed with him, and she lost all of her credibility with the jury as a result of that.
I agree with you. She handled it improperly. Well, what I'm saying is that Mark Furman was your salvation, okay? You needed him like fish need water. You're an appellate lawyer, Ellen, and you're a very good one. You're not a trial lawyer. Believe me, they would have gotten him up on that witness stand if they had to carry him up there on a stretcher.
Chapter 9.
This is the truth. Okay, so let's continue. Let's begin.
I'm sure I'd like to show you this book, tell you it's $18 and head for the door, but there are two armed guards right there and they're not going to let me out of that easily. So that's his.
I remember that, yes.
That's his very opening statement. And he says, rode with the plan.
Rode with the fence.
And once more time, do it again.
Rode with the fence.
Road with the plans.
What plans? I mean, I actually think this is a very simple statement. They planned this out, you know, and he's been involved in it or ridden with them. We'll do it one more time.
Road with the plans.
Okay, there's obviously an ulterior motive behind all of this. It's been the plan significantly. This next one.
One day he meets a friend he knew at school, and his friend says, "Why don't you come down and work where I work? The pay's regular, you're warm in the winter and cool in the summer, the work's easy, we have a bowling team." And so he does. And that's
pretty much the end of it.
You got your Moonies, your Hare Krishnas. They come over with their flowers. Would you like to buy a flower? Yeah, and I'm going to plant it in your asshole. More fucking morons, huh? And they try to embarrass you, like when you're with your girlfriend. They'll come over right in front of our face. And they'll like, "Would you like to buy a flower for the lady?" Hey, let me tell you something. I fucked this lady 4 times already today, all right? Catch me early evenings, you fucking chink bastard.
Less time in the selection of his career than he does in choosing a necktie.
And then move your consciousness into the center of your body and begin to do that figure eight in a very small space within the center of your body. Faster and faster. Good. As you are in contact with that quiet, whirring, humming sound of your atoms, you are in perfect balance. The kind of balance that allows for no disruption. The disintegration of the whole being.
Of the beatnik era, hippies further exposed the chasm between our parents' generation and our own. By 1966, more and more of us were turning on, tuning in, and dropping out.
And in January, the stories that came out, they're not just from the Washington Post, the famous series by some unnamed correspondents who have written the best-selling book since then, but the New York Times, the networks, and so forth.
Our alienation ran much deeper than political protest.
At no time in the past,
I'd really like to say that
there has been a matter of
the real point of this whole exercise, philosophy, that it isn't really necessary to know exactly what times were allowed, what place we're speaking about, therefore, they are all loose free worlds. What does matter, however, is the feeling of having an assignable synergy
me has ever created,
therefore, through what is causing this. That seems to me to be the point of the entire exercise.
Thank you.
aboard the space station Mir. That's scheduled again for March 14th.
Rendezvous officer Joe Williams reports that we are right on our rendezvous profile and just about a minute and a half or so away from our point of closest approach. Once we reach that point, Commander Jim Weatherby will pick brakes on Discovery, so to speak, and the orbiter will hold its position for about 10 minutes before backing away. As far as the discussions between the two vehicles go, flight engineer Elena Kondakova is watching the Mir approach from the small porthole that is at the top of the view from Discovery. It's that small circular dark spot. She has asked the crew members from Discovery several times whether or not they can see her wave. Earlier, the Mir cameras were able to...
The issue is not, is this plutonium going to be scattered across the stratosphere of Australia? The question is, what happened to this spacecraft so that from this morning to this evening, from a projected lifetime of a month, it went down to a couple of hours, and then it came in, and here's what's really bizarre. NORAD was telling us all evening through CNN that its projected impact point was somewhere between the Timor Sea, which is northwest of Australia, between Indonesia and Australia, and the northern deserts of Australia itself, north of Canberra. Then we got a report from John Holloman that they were projecting an impact somewhere southwest of New Zealand. Well, that in itself is a good 8,000 miles. We have NORAD, we have SpaceTrack, which is supposed to, it was supposed to in its heyday, designed to tell when a missile, launch was directed against American cities. And it was supposed to design to warn the president, where the missiles were coming down and when.
And quite good at it.
Now, if you can imagine that these guys could not tell within 8,000 miles where this thing was supposed to come in, one little warhead-shaped package weighing about the... two VW microbuses, about 6 tons, all right?
It's unimaginable.
In an aerodynamically designed nose cone, all right? So it is an unusual shape, and it's the unusual shape to give you the uncertainty in the projection and prediction of where it will impact. So even in the early evening, we had impact estimates ranging from the Timor Sea, which is off the northwest coast of Australia, all the way down across Australia, which is the size of North America, out past New Zealand in the southwest Pacific Ocean, which, by the way, was the impact site for the ill-fated canisters of Apollo 13. When the Apollo 13 astronauts didn't make it to the moon and looped back around the moon and were headed home, somebody in the Atomic Energy Commission realized, belatedly, that on the outside of the lunar module were these several hundred pounds of plutonium in a cap designed to be used to fuel the alpha experiment that the astronauts on 13 had made it down to the surface of the moon from all.
Right.
So they called NASA and they said, where is that bloody thing coming in? And NASA said, well, it's coming in so-and-so, these coordinates, and the AEC said, oh, no, it's not. And so they had to literally do a firing to direct the lunar module Aquarius to impact southwest of New Zealand in about the same zone that this probe was supposed to come in tonight as part of the late estimate.
That aside from the bizarre and rather weird events surrounding the demise of the Russian Mars probe today, which you've told us all about, we have now lost, including the Mars Observer, two of the last three Earth-to-Mars missions.
This is Mission Control Houston. That was Jim Weatherby expressing his feelings at this historic moment.
That's what I'm going to do.
Two left.
In response, Alexander Viktorenko, the commander of the Mir crew, expressed his affection for the STS-63 crew and his pride at this moment in time. He said that we were one, we were human, and that all the crew members on orbit right now were involved in the great imaginative
Ford Freebet in Arbor Den. Their capsule was fitted with the latest
Vic
in instant space time.
The Penardulon kangaroo relocation drive,
by which the ship may be ejected suddenly through the fabric of the space-time continuum and come to rest far from its starting point.
This particular view from Discovery will provides us with the best view we may get of the Amir core module. The Amir core module, which is the center module, is the central portion of the station.
That's incredible, but it really is amazing how beautiful their vehicle is. Just simply beautiful.
It is just simply stunning.
I mean, even if we weren't here, if I just saw a picture of it, it's incredible.
This is, however, an emergency device.
And we sure enjoyed all the video.
The land. Meanwhile, this is what happened to Zaphod, Trillian, and Marvin.
Oh, no!
If ever I survive this, I'll get a job as Moby Dick scientist.
William, I'm trying to die with dignity.
Are you trying to die?
No problem. Positive.
The noise of the powers.
And this is what happened to Arthur Dent and Ford Prefect.
This is some videotape from the Mir space station that the cosmonauts took during our close approach and our rendezvous activities.
Once upon a time, there lived a rather moody, discontent student who stood alone and looked at the world of books and classrooms with a rather cool and distant carelessness. He was known as Dudley the Dropout, a nice, bright enough fellow who wanted more than anything else to be free and on his own. To him, this wonderful freedom meant first having a car. His own special car, the smoothest, fastest thing on wheels. Secondly, he figured that in order to be really free, he'd have to make lots and lots and lots and lots of money. Money to buy anything he wanted. And still leave him plenty of time to just take it easy and practice that fabulous rock and roll delivery on the guitar. Now, to achieve these goals, Dudley decided to unload his books and drop out of school before it was too late. For Dudley, school had always been a place to go because everyone else did. And you didn't make any money cooped up in a classroom. So he quit. And he went swinging on his way to find himself an exciting, prestige job where he could have plenty of fun and really move around. He was sure he could overcome any employer's doubts with his cool confidence and terrific personality. Unfortunately, Dudley hadn't taken any algebra at all. He thought it was just another form of ABCs, and he already knew them. As for physics and math, he'd always believed that those subjects were strictly for brainy astronauts and rocket men. All he wanted was a car.
Shots fired.
The last executions were carried out in June 1951. In all these trials, the language, procedure, and sentences varied. But in nearly every case, SS men pleaded that they had only carried out criminal orders because if they had refused to do so, they might themselves have been executed.
The spreading desertification across and down from the sub-Saharan of Africa, our western rangeland in Australia is now acute. In our western range, we've now lost 25 to 50% of the biomass.
All right, so you can't scream at him, but after all he's done to you, you should still kind of stick it to him.
How do you propose I do that?
You stink palm.
Stink palm.
You take your hand, you stick it in your ass like this. You've been walking all day, and you're also nervous, so no doubt you'll be sweaty as hell.
You should see yourself right now, a grown man with his hand down his pants.
Yeah, I probably look like my old man. There, now you shake hands with the guy. Hey, Mr. Svenning, how have you been?
What's the point?
You know how long it takes for that smell to come off? Scrub all you like, it'll stick around for at least 2 days. How does he explain it to his colleagues and family? They'll think he doesn't know how to wipe his ass properly.
Meanwhile, you yourself are left with a hand that smells like shit.
Small price to pay for the smiting, one's enemies.
Those are servants. They're to serve you. But if you try to dominate them, I'm going to control my meditation. I'm going to control my visualizations and get only what I want to see. And I'm going to control my processing and only process the pretty stuff or the noble stuff. Try to control them and you will become enslaved by them. And you will process and process and process and process till you're 95, still processing out your child, still processing out your adolescent, still, my child did this to me, my adolescent, you're going to go crazy, absolutely crazy, you're going to get lost, you're going to drown in processing, you're going to visualize, by that time we would hope you'd be very good at it. With such crystal clarity, etc., that you're going to get lost in the visualization. And you can get lost in the meditations. I don't understand. I processed it and visualized it. I meditated on it and it still didn't work. I'm going crazy. Absolutely, you will. Because it will enslave you if you try to dominate it. If you instead have dominion, then it will serve you.
All right, you want to hear the response first from Congressman Julian Dixon and then from the director. Wait a minute, from your, I'm sorry, sir. I will allow the director to speak first and then Congressman Julian Dixon.
If you have information about CIA illegal activity in drugs, you should immediately bring that information to wherever you want, but let me suggest three places. The Los Angeles Police Department.
Please, I'm sorry, others want to hear this answer. I am sorry, others want to hear this answer.
It is your choice, the Los Angeles Police Department, the Inspector General, or office of one of your Congress persons from this.
Wait a minute, sir.
And?
Sir, you have not gotten the mic yet. You are not. But wait a minute, then. Don't speak out of turn.
Let me say something else. If this information turns up wrongdoing, we will bring the people to justice and make them accountable.
All right, Congressman Dixon.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for coming.
And you will find, similarly true in the spiritual realms, that the tools that are there to serve you in your growth, when you try to dominate them, when you try to control them, to use them for your self-serving nature, they will control you. And you will become enslaved to them.
Wait a minute here. I thought you did not want to be here, but now that you are here, please let us hear and listen. But now that you are here, please.
Went to see CNY.
My wife may too.
Tracks. And asking footprints. Is he qualified with a handgun?
Sergeant 1,
okay? Sergeant 1, okay?
What murder?
The other man, Barber.
He's dead?
Before he hit the ground, Mr. Allen.
Should add that it was a remarkable shot. Half inch above his flak jacket.
I thought this guy was...
Wait a minute. Was Condor qualified with a handgun?
2 years military service, Signal Corps. Telephone lineman, long line, switchboard maintenance, 6 months overseas. Separated 961, worked at Bell Labs, Communication Research College on the GI Bill.
The question was, Mr. Higgins, is he qualified with a handgun?
No handgun, sir. M1 rifle and carbine.
Trying to reach Central about that job that showed those past shots fired.
I want to sit down and read my paper and have something to eat.
If you think space, Wilbur, instead of things, you will flow with the room. Your being will become as one with the environment.
Spotted 7-H Street, no shots fired. Any disposition? Time is 11:03. Any 19 survivors respond to 200 East 7-H Street to have a disposition?
Evidently, it was sheer luck. Or else.
Yes? Or else what,
Mr. Higgins?
This Kondo isn't the man his file says he is.
Then where did he learn evasive moves?
He reads.
He, the hell does that mean?
It means, sir, that he reads everything.
I don't understand.
Yes. Very good. This operation's got anything?
Absolutely nothing, sir.
Extraordinary.
It's very well executed.
It requires planning, communications, tracks. I'm not asking for footprints. A blade of grass, a broken twig, something disturbed.
You will be in harmony.
Ariel, I don't believe I want to flow.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Can we watch television now?
Yeah, can we, Mom?
We're trying to talk in here, children.
We'll keep the door closed and keep the TV quiet. Promise.
I've seen that, David Keck.
Wick seems to be all we've got.
Where do we have him?
We don't.
Maybe we should leak the name of the hospital, try to get Condor to make his move.
Of course, Lemp. Don't expect too many mistakes from this man. After all, he does seem rather more interesting than just another of our reader researchers.
The following program deals with controversial issues. The theories, opinions, and beliefs expressed are not the only possible interpretation. Viewers are invited to make a judgment based on all available information.
Honest, Mom.
All right, dears. Just remember, you've given your word.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
You there. Tuck your shirt in, dear.
Who, Mom?
Not you. The other one. You with the shirt tail out.
I'm Matthew, Mom.
That's fine, dear.
My cousin Walter jerked off in public once. True story. He was on a plane to New Mexico when all of a sudden the hydraulics went. The plane started spinning around, going out of control, so he decides it's all over and whips it out and starts beating it right there. So all the other passengers take a cue from him and they start whipping it out and beating like mad. So all the passengers are beating off, plummeting to their certain doom, when all of a sudden the hydraulics kick back in and the plane rights itself. It lands safely, and everyone puts their pieces or whatever, you know, away and deboard. Nobody mentions the phenomenon to anyone else.
Thank you very much.
sir, I want to thank you for coming. You were at the last meeting. The staff probably had the spelling of your name wrong, but we would like to talk to you. We.
Hi, test flight 602-1090.
19 Sergeant Red.
You know what really is the biggest problem with the news is?
What is the... They made anchor people celebrities. That's dangerous. You know, these were the kids who used to get beat up in high school, and then you make them celebrities, and their egos go through the roof, you know? It's like, you ever notice on the news, sometimes, you know, the anchor person gets replaced by another one, right. And they announce it like they think it matters. It's like,
hi, I'm Chris Phillips with the news. Adam Rolfe has the night off.
Who cares? Just read the news. This is television. We can see you're not that guy. You know, we're not worried. Like, you know, where's the other guy? Is he under the desk? Is he? Who are you? You're a freak. I can't listen. I want my old guy back. I want my old guy back. Nobody cares.
I mean, how do you process that into aesthetic statement and give an image of American character and a basis for American identity? That's what that really is about.
Gerald's widow's peak was in disarray.
Something in his radar that looked like two large aircraft carriers joined together in terms of size. And an aircraft carrier is 440 yards long. Two of them together would be a half a mile by a half a mile. This is that wheel that was spoken of in Ezekiel that has become a reality. It's over the heads of us in North America. And soon you shall see these wheels over the major cities of America. It is above top secret by the United States government. And if it were gibberish, they made an awful lot of money, Mr. Koppel, on that movie called Independence Day, was about that which you call gibberish, and it flooded the theater.
Yes, it did. It was fiction, and just for the record, what President Carter spoke about was a UFO. There was no specificity about the kind of thing that you're talking about. He was asked whether he believed in UFOs, and he said yes.
And he said he saw it, and he said when he became president, he would open up that information, which he never did.
That's correct.
But that information is leaking out now to the American people.
Minister Farrakhan, it's always too short when I have you on the program and too infrequent. I hope you'll come again soon. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, sir.
Mother tells you.
Look at their hair, Ariel. Mark's hair falls lower over his forehead. You can tell that one's Mark.
Trying to reach Central about that job that showed those past shots fired.
Just until the next haircut.
Details, details. My gracious. Is there anything else I can show you, Amanda?
Thank you, but I really must go. I have another appointment. But this visit has been very, very helpful.
Well, you'll want to see the rest of the house first, won't you?
That would be fine. Then I'll develop my ideas for you and come back to show you a plan.
Unit, respond at 7H Street, no shots fired. Any disposition?
Time
is 11:03. Any 19 civilians respond to 200 East 7H Street to have a disposition?